Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Welcome to the show. I mentioned last time that this episode is about budgeting for people who hate budgets. Hate may be a strong word, but I've heard from so many people on the site and in my life just how hard it is for them to make one and stick with it. So to help out, I'm going to look at two types of budgets, the 50-20-30 and zero base, to show you how simple it is to create a budget that works for you. I'll also highlight tools, templates, and apps to get you started. And Chris comes on the show to explain how he finally got on board with budgets and how easy every dollar can be with setting one up for your family. I hope you enjoy. Let's get started. One hang-up people have with budgets is that they have to keep tabs on every expense and income. And for those new to budgets, or maybe they're more of a big picture person, it can seem overwhelming at first. So if that's you, you might want to try out proportional budgets. And for a practical starting place, I suggest using the 50-20-30 budget. How does it work? You take your net income and you divide it into three buckets. The first one is your needs and essentials. Half of your pay goes into that. This covers expenses like your mortgage, your rent, food, utilities, and necessary transportation. The second bucket is financial priorities. Think of it kind of as your future. It's 20% of this. And this money is allocated for savings, paying down debt, and investing for retirement. The last bucket is your lifestyle choices, or let's be honest, call it wants. What do the two of you enjoy? Do you like eating out? Do you like to travel? This money would be allocated here. Now, for some couples, this framework is the perfect way to see where their money is going. And having a big chunk of their finances dedicated to things that make them happy while still taking care of their current and future needs can help curb their spending behavior. There's tools like Mint that can make it easy to set this up so you can get alerts when you're close to your limits. Or if you prefer, the two of you can make a spreadsheet to keep things in focus. I'll have a link to both in the show notes if you want to use either one of them. While the 50-20-30 budget can be a great starting point, if the two of you have some really big goals, maybe you want to pay off your debt quickly, or you're looking to retire early, you're going to have to adjust the numbers. Most likely, you're going to have to start reducing your wants category and putting more towards those financial priorities. Or you might want to look at zero-based budgets. If you've been following my site, couplemoney.com, you know that I recently went over our budget to optimize it. I used every dollar to make sure all our money was being accounted for. If you haven't heard of it, Every Dollar is an online tool and app that helps you set up a family budget in about 10 to 20 minutes. It's designed by Dave Ramsey and his team, and it flawlessly fits in with his Total Money Makeover framework. There's a free and premium version. I just used the free one, and I was able to fix a few of our money leaks. Happy with the results, I got in contact with them and had a wonderful conversation with Chris about the app and how he came around to using a budget. Thank you so much for doing this podcast, Chris, and coming on over to talk about Every Dollar and zero-based budgeting.
Oh, the honor's all mine. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You know, a lot of people that I talk to, especially couples, they want to get better about their money. But as soon as you bring up the word budget, you kind of get these very visceral reactions. Either people like, I hate doing budgets because they think it's all about saying no to stuff, or they just think it has to be complicated with setting it up. For those who are new to it and, you know, they want to get a better sense of what it is. How would you describe zero-based budgets?
You know, this isn't just people out there. This is just me, this is me in my personal life. I've gone through that myself with not liking that word in the past. I felt like it was very restrictive. But my wife kept telling me all along, even though we had a plan, it was kind of a rough plan, which is where I think a lot of Americans are, where there's this just rough layout of like, I think we know where our money's going. But my wife was always frustrated. She was, I don't know where the boundaries are. I don't know what's appropriate, what's not. Do I have a couple $100 to spend at lunch? Do I have $50 to spend at lunch if I go to the mall and want to buy a sweater? And so when we put the full-fledged zero-based budget into play, now she knows. Now when she comes home, she can celebrate maybe a sweater that she buys at lunch break instead of having to feel like she has to hide it or justify it or feel guilty about it. So definitely not a restrictive thing. It provides a lot of freedom. Zero-based budget is basically you want to aim every single dollar. You want to have a plan. You want to have a destination for every single dollar that comes into your hands. Zig Ziglar says that if you aim at nothing, you will hit it every time. And that's the way a lot of Americans are living with their finances. John Maxwell says a budget is telling your money where it should go instead of wondering where it went. So, Elle, just, you know, basically everybody needs to be a knowing where their money is a going.
Completely agree with that. Now, there's so many different areas, and you've probably seen every family has different priorities with it. Are there some areas in a budget where it could be harder to stick with, or have you seen people have a hard time with certain expenses?
Well, there's a, you know, obviously we have people from all over the world calling into the radio show and talking about their difficulty with budgeting, but I think probably the thing that I would want to tell you the most is that we've struggled in my personal life just like anyone else with this. And the problems, the areas that create the most problems for us as we navigate through budgeting, which, by the way, you don't have to call it budgeting if that gives you a rash. You can call it cash flow planning or spending plan, or you could even name it after your dog if you want to. You don't have to call it budget. A lot of people associate budgeting with pocket protectors and Excel spreadsheets, but it didn't have to be that rigid. But the problems that we've had was childcare and school activities. It's hard to budget for that because it's something new. Every grade and every teacher, every activity, it's always changing. So that one's a little frustrating. And then the second one would be gifts. You know, a couple would have to sit down and really decide who are we buying gifts for and who are we just giving a card to, or who are we just maybe giving a tweet to or posting something about them or affirming them in another way. But you got to make up those decisions beforehand. Otherwise, you'll start buying gifts here and there and not really have a method to the madness.
Yeah, those can quickly add up. That can certainly break a budget if you don't plan ahead. I know a lot of our listeners are self-employed, or maybe one of them has a business, and sometimes their income can be variable. Can zero-based budgets work in those situations?
Yeah, definitely. What they need to do is, and I was a real estate agent for years, and so I had to do this. I'd have months with zero income, and I'd have months that were close to an annual income. Mm. So, you know, you got to pick out what an average month is. Pull out a salary that's fair for yourself that gives you a systematic, continual income stream. And then if you want to give yourself bonuses quarterly or whatever you want to do to maybe bump that up a little bit based on performance of the business, then do that. And then just budget the bonus money also separately. So you want to make sure that you do the same process with the bonus money. But I would pick an average income for you. And then if it's a business, an average monthly budget. Then anything bonus is just going to put extra into savings. And then if there isn't any bonus that month, then you're probably fine. You can pull from savings, I guess. But you want to make sure you have an average all the way across the board for all 12 months. And this is a monthly process. And then you just kind of check up on it, whether you're a business owner or not. You check up on it within the month. But you want to go into every month with a game plan.
Those are some great tips. Thank you for sharing that. I want to talk a little bit about every dollar. I had tried it out, and I love how intuitive it is, very visual. I wanted to get your thoughts, since you work with it every day. How does every dollar, how can it help, or how has it helped couples who are maybe a little more budget phobic, so to speak?
Well, it's very user-friendly. It's, like you said, it's very visual. That's the culture that we live in today, and so it's It's very easy to navigate. I've actually got mine pulled up on my iPhone right now. So you've got this thing that you can scroll through that a lot of, you know, most of us are scrolling through something every day on some kind of app. And this is very similar to other apps, only better. And at the bottom of the screen, it's got my transactions. And all I do is click and drag to the category that I've already previously set up. It is so, so stinking simple. So I love it. I just want to back up a little bit, Ellen, just say zero-based. I'm not sure how many of our listeners understand what we mean by zero-based, but it is, like I said, every single dollar is aimed. But don't be mistaken that it's not every dollar is being spent. In your zero-based budget, you do have a category for saving. You do have a category for investing. You do have a category for a car replacement. So every dollar is being assigned, but it's not spent. As far as you're going to the mall and you're just going to spend in this store, on this car, it's not that simple. So, but anyway, every dollar is absolutely phenomenal.
It helped us find a couple of our money leaks. I had a question. You have the free option, and then you have a paid option with every dollar. Could you go over maybe the differences between the two?
Yeah, there's one major difference, and that is I'm not sure what we call it. We've got the free version and the upgraded or premium or whatever you want to call it. That allows you the ability to be able to tie to your bank. So the transactions, as they come into your bank, pretty much real time, pretty close to real time, they will shoot over to your Every Dollar app, or if you just want to use everydollar.com on your laptop or your desktop, it'll go there, and then it allows you to click and drag. Instead of manually entering each transaction like you would in Excel, either way, the free version is better than any other free version, and this premium model is better than any other premium model. So I've used them all, and I'm excited. Actually, I'm seeing here that looks like here my wife has been shopping a little bit today. So what's cool about this is I get to see that, yes, she is shopping a little bit today. But it allows me to not freak out that, you know, I see the amount. It's something that we already agreed about, and we're good to go. And now when I get home, I can still celebrate that with her. Say, hey, show me that sweater you got or whatever it might be. This one right here looks like she got $50 to Publix. If it's $50 even, I'm thinking it's probably a gift card. Well, I want to see who she bought a gift card for.
Nice. Now, I'm all about encouraging being open and honest with one another on spending. So say if a couple has an everyday account, like you and your wife, can they both like log into the same account with the app and see what you're spending?
No, it would just be like anything else that's web-based. Both have the username, you both have the password. Both get on there and do your clicking and dragging. Typically in a relationship, one will be the one that's kind of designated to keep up the maintenance and the administration of it. Both need to be part of the budgeting process before the month begins to kind of just agree on where all the money's going to go, regardless of whoever's making it. But the actual administration of clicking and dragging and the maintenance, usually one person is more gifted to do that or more willing to do that.
Okay. You had mentioned you weren't a fan of budgets at first. Would you consider yourself like a money nerd, or were you more the free spirit?
I like numbers from a macro perspective. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that our family is going to bring in $3,000 for the month. I would want to know that we're living off of 90% and we're saving 10%. Like, that's just a macro look at it.
Yeah.
But I'm not naturally wired to dig in a little bit deeper. It's when I dug in deeper and took that little bit of time that I realized, actually, like you said earlier, we ended up getting a raise because we found money that we were wasting. We were just even like ordering Cokes and stuff at restaurants. That was just silly how much money we were spending a year on that. So we're all like 5 years now, we've been all water. Just because that made us sick how much money we're spending on Cokes at restaurants. So what would normally be a $25 tab was $35. Oh. And you're doing that three or four times a week and you're like, what am I doing? Then if you get into restaurants in general, that's even a more tragic thing. But anyway, I'm not naturally the micro guy. I'm more of a macro guy. But this has really allowed us to win financially by just taking 10, 15, sometimes 30 minutes before every month begins. And you think about the 168 hours a week that we have, that 30 minutes is the best invested time that we do. A lot more than watching see who got it voted off the island.
I agree. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thanks for your time. We'll be right back.
Thanks to Chris and the Every Dollar team for being a part of this episode and explaining zero-based budgets. And thank you for listening. I hope this show helps the two of you get a clearer idea of which budget system would be the best fit for your personalities and goals. If you want more ideas, please check out the show notes. I'll have the links up there. You can also head to my main site, couplemoney.com, where I have a ton of resources available, including our own story with how we discovered the best way to budget for us. This week, I'm going to be traveling to Charlotte, North Carolina for FinCon and staying downtown. If you're a listener and you want to meet up, please tweet me at L_CM or leave a message on Facebook. Maybe we can arrange something this weekend. If you haven't already, go ahead and subscribe to the Couple Money Podcast. You get the latest episodes as soon as they're released. It's easy and free. We're everywhere. Okay, we're not everywhere, but we are on iTunes, we have a few episodes on SoundCloud, and we're on Stitcher. Check us out on any of those sites. You can also leave a review of the show. I'd love to hear what you think. The feed is also available on couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. Thanks again for listening. I'll talk to you later. Take care.